Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Revelation chapter number 14, I was sharing with somebody Wednesday night how excited I am about getting into this chapter. One of my favorite chapters. And he said, well, every chapter is your favorite chapter, because I go to the next part and say, man, this is my favorite chapter. I just love the Word of God and the study of the book of Revelation. And Revelation chapter number 14 opens a door, some things that we're going to see in the future again. And let me just read the first probably six verses. Let's just do the five verses. I'm not sure I'll get past that this morning. Revelation 14, we'll read the first five verses. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood in the on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song, speaking of this 144,000, speaking of them. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, having the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Now we read this passage, and I want you to understand, John is looking ahead again. All that's taken place so far is in the middle of tribulation. But here he's looking ahead. You have to understand, Revelation, Daddy used to explain it this way, or like waves of an ocean. You follow that wave all the way to the shore, and then here comes another wave following back and forth. So here in Revelation chapter number 14, he's looking ahead. 144,000 has already been introduced. Revelation chapter number 7, we're going to look at that in just a moment. They've already been introduced, and we saw some of their ministry. But now he's looking ahead in verse number 1, and we see them standing with Christ. Obviously, we see that a lamb stood on Mount Zion, which we know is Jerusalem. Jesus is that lamb. And with him 144,000, having his Father's, God's name, written in their forehead. So I want you to pay attention that he's looking ahead. Jesus has come. In his revelation, he's on the there in Jerusalem, standing on the mount there. And John sees these 144,000 having Jesus' Father's name, it'd be God's name, written in their forehead. Before we go any farther, we see them standing with Christ. But notice that this name is written in their foreheads. If you remember that earlier in our study, that they were sealed, these 144,000 at the beginning of the tribulation, they were sealed in their forehead, so that all these bowls and vials of wrath and all these seals that were pouring out and the trumpets that were being blown, all these awful things that were taking place on the earth, they would not be harmed, because they would be sealed in their foreheads. I take it very literally that this would be an actual name of God in their foreheads. However it's going to be expressed, I doubt it'd be written in English, but whatever, that's another story. But whatever's written in Hebrew, whatever, I don't know. But I take it very literally. Matter of fact, in Revelation chapter 3, turn back there, Revelation chapter 3, verse number 12, we're going to see something else again. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 12. Again, I'm taking you way back, and he's addressing the church at Philadelphia. And Jesus is speaking, he that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, And the end of that verse, and I will write upon him my new name. Now, I told you before, I take these things literally. We studied last week about the mark of the beast, about having in their forehead the man's number, and actually it's the name of the Antichrist, 666, in their forehead and on their hand. Again, I take that literal. I take these, what we're reading about the 144,000, literally. And we were introduced to Revelation chapter number 7 to these 144,000. And these are Jewish people. And we see in verse number 4, these are Jewish young men. And we'll get there in verse number 4, who are virgins. And I take all this literally. Some people try to spiritualize these things. Turn me to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter number 22. Verse number 4, Revelation 22, let's begin in verse number 3. And there shall be no more curse. This is talking about the new heaven and new earth. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Now, I read, there's four verses that I read, or that I know about, in the book of Revelation. It talks about the 144,000 and we as servants having God's name written in our foreheads. I take that very literally. By the way, what's wrong with that? It'd be an identify. There will be no denying, whether it's during the tribulation period or forever and forever, that we belong to Him. We belong to Him. He purchased us. Again, I was out somewhere the other day, and I won't go too much. Okay, I went turkey hunting. I'm going to leave it at that. Saw a bunch of turkeys, but I couldn't get them close enough to shoot a turkey. But anyway, I had a good time. And I noticed those cows out there all had marks on them. A bunch of them had brands on them. What did that mean? Those brands mean that they belong to the owner. There was no mistaking who these cattle belong to. Now, I'm not comparing us to cattle. I'm just saying I take these things very literally when it says his name shall be in their forehead. I see no reason to spiritualize this. During the tribulation, literally, I believe that the mark of the beast will be a literal mark. It will not be a computer chip. A lot of people believe it'll be a computer chip placed in their forehead or under their hand and somewhere that when you go to Publix or whatever, you just go beep over those scanners, you know, beep. You just when you pay for your food or whatever. But the problem with that is during the tribulation period, mostly the second half of the tribulation period when these marks are given out, God tells us that this world will be turned upside down. He's going to shake this world. They won't be having power. They won't be having the modern conveniences that you have today. So how will you identify? How will you be able to buy and sell that it's going to be a literal mark? It's going to be foolproof. Now let me mention this and then we'll move on. I believe it's going to be some kind of a tattoo. Again, it's just my personal opinion. Again, opinions are like armpits. Everybody got two and they both stink. But this is my opinion, that there'd be a tattoo. I'm going to say this and move on. Seems like almost everybody and their brother's getting tattoos today, okay? You know, just it's a thing. So, as a matter of fact, I saw somebody just 2 days ago. It was Friday. He was covered from literally from his head, from his neck, all in his you know, where was covered in tattoos. Well, I believe the Antichrist is going to use that and just tattoo somebody right there in the forehead and be an obvious or in their hand. And I said all that to say this here in Revelation chapter number 14. I take this literally. His name's going to be in their forehead. So we see them standing with Christ. I want to move on from here. Standing with Christ in verse number 1. Then I love this in verses number 2 and 3. You see them singing before Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.